that?
I just paid for my parents.
How? You send one to the airport? You send one to the airport.
I just tell them how to do it.
What does that mean? Tell them how to do it?
Yeah, you just get off the plane and you get an Uber right there.
Yeah, but how do you pay for it?
I don't remember.
Well, that doesn't mean no good.
Oh, I did it the other way. I did it where, from my house.
Yes, that's way easier.
But even still, you can always just, like, pay them back for it.
Yeah.
Huh. So what was that other program you were talking about?
Zencastr.
Zencastr.
Yeah, and it's caster with no E in it.
Of course, because it's an internet thing.
Mm-hmm.
So is this actually a VoIP program or just a recorder?
I don't know. Oh. It's a recorder, and because we recorded the whole show through it. Like, I didn't use any software other than that.
It's a pay service, though.
No.
I mean, they've got a hobbyist free thing, but I think we record too much.
Yeah, probably. Well, they're making money with their shows. So.
Yeah. Wait, you're on somebody else's podcast?
Yeah, Star Wars Minute. Oh. I've been on it several times.
Okay. Yeah, but you were just on that thing with Tim recently.
That was just somebody interviewing us.
Oh. I feel like you're ashamed of us. Of what,
I am.
Of what we have.
I've told you that I'm ashamed of us.
You never mention us.
No, I never do. We've discussed this. You will always be my dirty little secret.
I think it bears further discussion.
Okay. I hate you. How about that?
Aw. Okay, so welcome to week 646 of the Crankcast. And I'm here, Mike's here, Jim's here, Sean's here.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's here, except for Tim.
He's having a discussion outside.
Oh, I hope it's a good one.
Sure.
So I think I greatly romanticized the importance of Dr. Hawkman MD to the Smallville universe.
Yeah, you did.
Here's the thing. I knew you were going to start out like this. I knew you were, and I didn't do anything about it. So I blame myself.
It is your fault. But, because he wasn't in it nearly as much as I remembered. Or, I don't know. He might still show up again. I'm on the last season, finally, though. I'm on season
10. You've had a thing for him for a long time.
Yeah. Ever since he was Daniel Jackson.
Yeah. You've had a thing for Dr. Hawkman.
Yeah. But I'm in the last season, so this isn't going to last much longer.
There's... Well, so you start your new podcast, the Smallville Minute.
Yeah, you should do a Smallville Minute.
All 10 seasons, cool. Minute by minute.
Yeah, man, you will be doing that
it's
forever.
Just one podcast, it's a minute long, and it's all Smallville.
That would be wild.
That would probably cover it, really, I mean...
You know, there's a whole convention for those guys.
Smallvilles?
Yeah, not Smallvilles. Is that what they call them? Smallies?
Smallies? Smallies?
No, the podcasts that do movies by the minute.
Oh, that's like a more than one thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's 80 something of them.
Wow. I didn't know that.
They call it movies by the minute.
I'd only ever knew about the Star Wars one.
Mm-hmm.
We should pick something weird, like Hacker's Minute.
I would do a Last Dragon Minute.
There you go.
You want to do I thought about Megaforce, but there are whole sections of that movie where it's like 10 minutes of them just driving in a desert, and there's no words or anything.
Can you just combine those?
Yeah.
I'd probably do Blues Brother Minute.
I think there is a Blues Brothers Minute. Let me see. Let me see what the movies by the minute are.
You want to do a Last Dragon Minute?
No.
Just pick one minute.
Oh, can we do a Prometheus Minute?
I'd do a Last Dragon minute with you.
Movie by minutes. Let's see. What do they have? what is this?
You sound like I did when I was looking at the Pug Crossbreed website.
There's one about talking cats. I don't know. That's not a movie. There's the Clueless minute. There's Back to the Future minute, Goodfellas minute, Alien minute, Big Lebowski minute, Indiana Jones minute, Star Trek minute, Avengers minute, Airport, the movie Airport, Caddyshack minute, Ghostbusters minute, Big Trouble in Little China minute, Lord of the Rings minute.
Big Trouble in Little China minute, you said?
Yep.
Nice.
Beetlejuice minute. Burbs minute.
Huh.
Burbs. Jurassic Park minute. T2 minute. Spinal Tap minute. Harry Potter minute. Living Dead minute. Goonies. Fifth Element. Princess Bride. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Excuse me, that's Fifth Element minute?
That's what it's called. Fifth Element minute. Better Off Dead. Spider-Man. That Thing You Do.
Really?
Gremlins, Rocketeer, Mystic Pizza. Oh,
yeah. Is there a Sophie's Choice minute?
I'm looking.
Are you going to call out all 80 minutes?
Super Mario Brothers, Never Ending Story, Return to Oz, Ferris Bueller, Dirty Work.
That is an underrated movie.
Titanic.
I agree with that. Dirty Work is amazing. Wait, is that the one that I'm thinking of? That's the Norm Macdonald one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Starship Troopers. Mystery Men. The Thing. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Die Hard. Monster Squad. Planet of the Apes. Rocky. Glengarry Glen Ross.
Huh. That's kind of a long movie, isn't it? That would take you a long time to get through.
Prometheus.
Yeah!
Prometheus. What was that last one?
Minute Impossible. That's the Mission Impossible.
TV series or movie?
There are two Charlie and the Chocolate Factory minutes.
Is one the remake?
I don't know.
Probably. Neither of them are.
Actually, one is the films of Gene Wilder.
Oh, that's cool.
Groundhog Day minute.
Is it just the same minutes?
No. Yeah. So, I don't know. I like The Last Dragon, but that sounds like work.
Well, we could... exactly how does this work? You just watch a minute of it and talk about it?
Yeah.
Like, talk about what you just watched? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you would analyze it.
For how long?
Well, theirs are like 20-minute episodes.
You can do it. 15.
Yeah, it could be 15. You can do it as long as you want. It could be 10 minutes. It could be 5.
Huh. So it's like, no, if it's 2 hours long, that's 120 episodes?
I would do the films of Andy Sidaris.
Holy shit. Sidaris Minute.
Sidaris Minute. Sidaris Verse.
That does seem like a lot of work.
It does. Well, if you do it the way they do it, because they have, like, notes and stuff every minute, and they have guests,
yeah,
and they have, like, real guests on there.
Like you.
No.
No, I mean like real guests. They have like professional actors and comedians and stuff.
Oh, well, we would never go that far. I mean, we don't know anybody who's professional.
Well, there aren't a lot of people I know that have seen The Last Dragon, much less want to talk about it.
Hmm. Well,
Phineas had never seen it until we saw it at Music Box.
So weird. You know, I saw it in the theater, and then I saw it on VHS, and I don't think I've seen it since, though.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Well, think about it. We could probably pull this off. I guess we could just wrap the minute into the Crankcast. That way we don't have to do it separate. It'd be more fun to do it separate, though, I think.
We could watch the minute in the studio right before we talk about it.
Well, you kind of have to. You know.
I just figured we get drunk.
But also, I mean, what would you do? Would you do it like them, or you put it out every day?
Well,
and if you did, a minute a week is like excruciating, isn't it?
We could watch 5 minute chunks and break it up into five sections and do it like just post them once a day, you know?
Well, yeah.
Or is that how they do it? Do they watch it all at once and talk about it, or do they actually watch it every episode?
They break it up. They break it up into sections.
Because, I mean, it seems like it'd be easier to watch like 5 minutes of it
they
and record
like
five.
Once a week, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that seems like it'd be easier to do than try to remember where you were at and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. We could do this.
You just really. This is so weird, because when I first told you to make a podcast, you weren't really into it.
No.
But now you're all about making podcasts.
No. I still don't listen to them.
But you like making them. You like recording stuff.
I like talking to you.
At all. That is the first time you've said that.
That's probably the first time anybody's said that.
You son of a bitch.
I was talking to you.
She said I'm too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that reminds me. We watched a movie called Microwave Massacre.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where the husband kills his wife and then keeps her and eats her?
Yeah, he eats her. Well, he starts eating women in general because it's like his like kink.
Yeah.
But the guy is the guy who was the voice of Frosty the Snowman in those cartoons.
No.
And he sounds like him.
Is that giving
and you can't not hear it once you hear
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Is that giving you ideas for a reboot of Frosty the Snowman?
No.
I mean, you know. Frozen dinners and all? I don't know. How was Alienator?
Alienator was okay. It was entertaining.
Did you get
it
that?
Better than Old Man.
Than what?
Old Man is the movie I watched directly after it.
Oh, I don't
now,
know.
Now, here's the thing. This is the hallmark of a bad movie. When you're sitting down and you turn it on and Jonathan LaMontia is sitting next to you and goes, oh, I was in a movie with that guy. You're like, oh, this isn't going to be good.
That's worse than seeing the Trauma logo.
Yeah. I called the ending of the movie like as soon as it started.
Oh man!
Did you get Alienator in that 4-pack with Exterminator 2?
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering about that. Because when I saw the screen that you posted, it looked like one of those like multi-pack screens.
Yeah, it's definitely. So is Old Man. Old Man is part of this collection of, like, basically student film shot on video crap fest.
Oh, was that on that too?
It was on. No, it was on this one called Deviant, whatever stuff.
Jeez.
It's just. It was a brown paper bag I found on the side of the road.
You were curious, so you just put it in.
Walking through the woods.
Yeah, I was walking through the woods. Hoping to find a penthouse, and that's what I found.
Penthouse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. You still enjoying yourself watching these movies, or are you hating it?
I've gone through little tiny phases where I'm like, ugh, I don't think I want to do this anymore, and then it picks up. They're just so easy to watch while I'm working.
Yeah. I guess mostly you don't really have to concentrate on them.
And if they're not entertaining me with what the hell kind of moments, then it's just kind of like lulling me, you know, like making me, it reminds me of a comfortable, more comfortable time watching a lot of these movies.
Mm. Okay.
Even though they're all very terrible.
I was wondering, because, I mean, I had to keep breaking up Smallville with other stuff, because I would just get sick of watching it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you're watching, I don't watch the same kind of movie
back
one after the other. Yeah. I mean, it started out as just horror movies, and I had to change that up.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, right? Yeah. I added a bunch of, they had a bunch of old horror movies that looked interesting on Amazon. Stuff I don't remember seeing before.
I'm not super into old horror movies. They tend to be way more boring.
A lot of them are pretty terrible, but some of them are just weird, you know?
Are you talking the all the Baba stuff that they're putting on there?
Well, they got like, I don't
consider that. That's not what I'm talking about when I talk about old. I mean, those are old, but...
I'm talking like late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, like black and white crap.
But there's this one called Terror in the Crypt that looked interesting. But it's an old black and white one, but it looks like it's 60s still. It doesn't look like 50s.
Yeah.
Or like Devil's Express, which the description of it just sounded fucking bizarre.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better than it is.
Did you watch it?
Amazon?
Yeah, it is now.
What the hell?
Because I was looking for it, and now it's on Amazon.
Did you watch it?
I watched it a while back because Jim had a copy of it.
Oh, okay.
He had the DVD.
Yeah, I mean... Because the description, for those of people listening that don't know what we're talking about, says a martial arts master takes on an evil demon that haunts the New York City subways.
Technically, that's true.
It sounds interesting, you know?
That it does happen in the movie.
And he does it in a gold lamé jumpsuit.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's not.
Oh.
Mike liked it a lot more than I did. I actually genuinely enjoyed it.
It's right up my alley, but it's so boring.
It is boring.
It's so boring.
Okay. How about Blood on Satan's Claw?
That one I haven't seen.
But, yeah, and after we talked a couple weekends ago, I added a bunch of Lee Van Cleef movies.
Oh, yeah.
That one I saw, don't watch it, that Killing Machine.
Is that really don't that? Watch it. Is that bad?
It's super boring.
Okay.
It's about Spanish truckers, and Lee Van Cleef is barely in it.
Did you watch Monster Club yet?
Monster Club.
I saw it on your on your list one night.
No, I haven't seen Monster Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the other thing I watched. I watched The Sentinel again. Have you seen that one?
I saw that back in the early 90s, late 80s. But I don't really remember it.
It's not bad, you know. It has it's directed by Michael Winner, who did the original Death Wish. But it's not a bad 70s film. Two things are weird about it. One, there are a ton of future megastars playing tiny bit roles, walk-on roles in it.
Yeah.
And the other is they use real people with physical deformities at the end, and it's super exploitative feeling.
What is The Sentinel? Which one is that?
That's one where the girl is renting the apartment that's a portal to hell.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I have seen that recently. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Beverly D'Angelo, Jeff Goldblum.
Right, and there's like a weird old priest that lives up on the top floor.
That's right.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Parody.
I don't want to give anything away, but I wanted to confirm that was the thing I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
I first remember seeing that, though, probably on cable or something back in the late... it was late 80s, early 90s or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was with all the weird, freaky... Say what?
I was going to try and watch a Neil Breen movie before I left today, but I don't know if I'll have time.
Oh, the Neil Breen Minute!
Oh, it's Neil Breen?
You'll have to look him up.
Man, just think of all the time you'd have to, fill in that. You could podcast.
What's he have to do with Samurai Cop?
He doesn't have anything to do with Samurai Cop.
Oh, when I looked him up on... When I looked him up on Amazon, Samurai Cop comes up.
Probably because they're both awful movies. He makes terrible movies, and Samurai Cop is an awful movie.
No, it isn't.
It's not a bad movie.
It's a sincere movie. It's a sincere attempt.
It's a bad movie. Made by people that don't know how to make movies.
It's really bad.
It's incredibly entertaining. It's probably that guy's best movie.
It is. It probably is.
Huh. As someone that has seen most of them, that is probably his best movie.
There's some stuff. I mean, it's really weird when it comes to bad stuff. I mean, it's weird in general when you know you should like something, but you don't necessarily like it. Like, I like bad movies. I don't mind bad movies, but I don't like. There's certain kinds of bad movies I don't like. You know.
Yeah. I don't like self-aware bad movies.
Well, I say that, but sometimes I even like those, like the tongue-in-cheek ones, you know? Like, they know they're bad, so they just go with it. Like, but then, like, you know, I can't stand, like, scary movie or something, you know?
Skull of Cagliari, remember?
The Skeleton of Cagliari.
Caligari? I remember that was pretty fun.
It got really old after a while to me. Because they were trying to make one of those old movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after a while it wasn't really a joke. It's like, oh, they're just legit making one of these movies.
Huh.
But I mean, some of it's just straight up hilarious.
Crank, did you watch The Love Witch?
Yeah, see, like, I didn't like that one. But
you didn't?
To be fair, I only got maybe a half hour into it. I just didn't feel like watching it anymore.
Oh, okay.
What was that Frankenstein movie with Sting?
The Bride?
The Bride, yeah.
With Jennifer Beals?
Is that who that was?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Ronaldo.
Was she the titular bride?
She was the titular bride.
Never before has that word sounded as dirty as it just did.
Huh. Yeah. About that. No, I'm trying to think of, like, a good example. I'm always bad at bringing up examples of stuff. That's the problem. Like, I mean, okay, like, going back to The Love Witch, I mean, the things I didn't like... or that made me stop watching that was it was really slow to me, and I couldn't get past the whole trying to halfway stylize it like a really old movie, but then not just sort of not doing it in spots, you know. It just it didn't gel. It didn't make sense to me, you know. Like, so I didn't get very far into it.
Gun got jailed.
It seemed to get really good reviews though. A lot of people liked it.
I did.
I don't know if I've seen this movie.
They showed it on 35 for Valentine's Day at Gene Siskel.
What is this movie?
It's like a 60s throwback witch romance thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty much exactly it, yeah.
It's charming. It's really cool looking. Like, all the colors and stuff are, like...
Yeah, Shallow's not kind of like a Bible film.
It's, like, technical looking.
Mm. Vibrant.
That girl looks like she time-traveled.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the parts that they made look like a... Like made...
Sure.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. The parts they made look like the old movies looked really good, you know? The wardrobe and the colors and the lighting and everything. It looked like an old movie.
Yeah, but didn't it have modern vehicles and stuff?
Yeah.
It's so expensive to do that.
Yeah. It is.
I'm sorry, she did not, but it was Lady Director.
Her name was Lady Director.
Yep.
Bow down to Lady Director, starring Angie Dickinson.
I would watch that.
Yeah. What else is new? How you doing?
I'm all right. I gotta leave the country tomorrow.
Wow. That's why I wanted to call you today. I figured it'd be less stressful for you.
Everything's stressful when you're packing up and stuff. I haven't even thought about it, which makes it more stressful.
This is the Spain trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. Have you ever been there before?
I have never been there before.
Are you
like
gonna,
where in Spain?
Going to Valencia.
I think they pronounce it Valencia.
The word you want me to say. He's trying to get me to say Barcelona.
Barcelona.
And that's how I'm going to say it, is Barcelona.
Barcelona.
And if somebody says, you mean Barcelona, I'm going to say, what's wrong with you?
And then they will say, you insult our king!
King Barth?
King Barth.
Ah, well. So you, you've never been to Spain before, have you?
No. I've been to France, which is close to Spain.
Is it?
That's what they told me.
Wait. Did they suddenly get good?
I think that might be the teacher.
Oh, okay. Because that sounded all right.
Sometimes they got, like, somebody in there jamming.
The other days, it's just Star Wars themes.
Yeah, that kid trying to fucking learn the Star Wars thing. Star- he hasn't been in there, really.
There's one or two times I swear somebody in there is playing the Minecraft-like music.
Mm-hmm.
What is that even like?
Very atmospheric.
On a piano?
Yes.
On the piano?
Star Wars. This is the Star Wars.
Side by side on my piano.
Keyboard? Oh, Lord.
Why can't we?
So, I got the impression that they were running like a swinging like singles joint for toddlers or something next door the other day.
Why?
Because you said they were playing the Pina Colada song.
Yeah. They were.
Pina Coladas.
You sure were.
Seems mildly inappropriate for children that young.
Well, here's the thing. Most adults don't know what that song's about. And but what bothered me is we know from past experience that they tend to theme the music that they play based on current events and stuff. And I'm trying to figure out what happened that they have to play the Pina Colada song.
Oh.
Because if, like, a musician dies or something, they're all about playing that musician's music. Which is weird, because the kids probably don't know or care.
And if they explain that, do they then have to explain death to the children?
Yeah, well, they're doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I want to know who cheated on somebody in there.
Well... And then they got back together, though.
Yeah, I guess.
And he's just...
It's a very specific kind of...
Playing it and crying. The kids are like, what's wrong?
Well... It all worked out in the end.
Just never fall in love, children. Just never fall in love.
Yeah.
Children.
Love is a lie.
That's sad.
It is sad, because it's true.
Damn, bro. You're a big fan of Minnie and Moskowitz, aren't you, bro?
What do you mean, bro? Don't you bro me.
You ever seen
No.
Cassavetes film, I'm the only person that I know that I've seen it, and I'm definitely the only person I know that likes it.
Sorry.
She gives a great speech about the lie of love at Gina Rowlands.
Oh. Maybe I would like it.
You know what? I think you would.
Well, thanks, bro. So. trying to figure out, man, it is weirdly, weirdly fucking warm out today. It's like 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me,
it rained here. Well, it's raining now.
Yeah, we're supposed to get like 4 or 5 days straight of rain starting tomorrow. Oh, boy. But... The weird thing was, though, is that I didn't know it at first. Because, like, the inside of my house was still pretty cold. And I went outside, and it was, like, you know, 10 degrees warmer outside than it was in my house. And I didn't have anything, on, like, air on or anything, you know. It was really disconcerting. Disorienting, I think, is the word I was looking for. Especially for being February. As opposed to February. Oh, but, oh, I know what I wanted to ask you about, actually. So, how many... All your drawing monitors have been Cintiqs that you've worked on since you started using one, right?
Yeah, the only one's worth it.
So, how many of them have you used so far? Like, do you trade them up every couple of years, or...?
Yeah, it seems like it.
This is number 3, right?
I think so.
Oh, okay, so that's you're just on the third one so far. What do you got now, that giant monster?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, it's 4.
Do you have that, whatever that is, that 27 UHD or whatever the heck it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to remember, was that first one that you had, was that the 21, like, WSX or something like that?
I don't know the numbers.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, I was talking last week how I wanted to switch over to mounting my monitor to an arm so I could move it around and, like, kind of just get a better working position out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started trying to do that, and I went through, I did a bunch of shit, and somehow I started winding up with these driver problems that I didn't experience before.
Yeah, that can be a problem with these weapons.
I mean, this was on my however you say it, Huion, whatever.
I
already knew, like, they have conflicts with the Wacom drivers where whichever one gets installed last is the one that actually gets pressure sensitivity. Yeah. So I went and uninstalled all the Wacom drivers and uninstalled the Huion, whatever drivers. Reinstalled the correct drivers, reinstalled new drivers because those didn't work. Like, went back to an older one.
Driver issues are a thing that happened.
Like, yeah, went back to an older set that used to work, but for some reason don't anymore. And I, like, and here's the weirder thing is that I wasn't having any problems, like, if I was using it in Photoshop or something. But Illustrator, which is, you know, mostly what I work in for the lettering stuff, I was getting these weird, like, double tap issues on my stylus. Mm-hmm. I would press once, and it would act like I pressed it, like, 4 times or something. And if I started trying to draw lines to, like, you know, draw an SFX or something, I would get this weird blob at the beginning of lines, and then, like, it would take 4 undos to get rid of it, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not sort this out, and I didn't used to have this problem with that monitor, so I don't know what the hell happened. But that got me to thinking that maybe I might want to try. I can't afford a new Cintiq, you know, I just can't. That's like a nice used car price or something, you know. But I thought maybe I might go looking for, like, one of the ones that's a few years old or something, you know? But I don't, what is a good price on a used Cintiq? I mean, you know?
I have no idea.
100?
Is that a good price? Like, if
maybe.
It's like 6 or 7 too much, if somebody's asking that. That's my problem. I don't deal with the Cintiq hardware, so I don't know really, like, what I'm looking at. Essentially.
So... Up until, like, what was that, the fall when I got yours, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I was using one from 2007.
Yeah.
And it was working fine. I didn't have really any issues with it.
Was that still the,
it was 21 UX, I think.
Okay, so that was still, like, the 4x3 aspect or whatever?
Yeah?
Probably, I'm guessing. If it was
closer, yeah, it's 4x3.
Okay. I just, I don't know, you know, I thought maybe, like, one of the, something like that. Maybe not quite that old. I'd still like to get the, the 16x9 because I'd still like to be able to rotate it and go into portrait mode. Although I don't, you know, maybe that doesn't make much of a difference. I don't know.
You can still rotate it.
Does the, I mean, when they put out a newer one, besides it being bigger, like, what are the improvements, usually?
Pixel density.
Okay.
That's the main thing. Like,
they usually up the touch sensitivity of the pen, too.
Yeah, but even that, I don't really notice that at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. Like, what are they up to now? Like, 8096 or something? Or 8092, whatever the heck it is?
I don't know.
Like, do you really notice, do you notice much difference between the old 1024 and say, like, a 2048, or?
Yes.
Okay. But is there a big difference between the 2048 and whatever they use now?
What are you talking about? The screen?
No, I'm talking about, like, the pressure levels on the stylus.
Oh, I can't tell at all on any of those things.
Okay. Because I didn't know if that would matter. You know, I mean, a lot of them seem to at least have 2048 now, like most of the...
I think once you get to a certain point, it's all the same.
Okay.
It's all about 2049.
It's all about ball bearings these days.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm sure there's someone who can tell better than me, but I honestly can't, like, tell the difference between my old one and the new one, pressure-wise.
Gotcha.
It's mainly the resolution is so much easier on the eyes.
What are they up to now?
I don't honestly know the specs offhand, but... It's definitely better than it was.
Do you notice a big difference? Well, I guess you'd notice a big difference between like a 20-inch and a 27-inch, but like between like a 19-inch and a 22 or anything?
So I had the Cincy Companion, which was, what, 13 inches?
Yeah.
And the problem I had with that was the resolution was... high, but the pixels were teeny, so everything was small.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on the 24-inch, I don't know which this one is. I find everything's like a good size; like it's not too small or too big.
Okay.
Walt Goggins is going to be in an L.A. Confidential TV show.
He's playing Jack
Vincennes?
Yeah.
Huh.
What?
They all shit means grin.
That's true.
I had a thought earlier today. If somebody did a movie version of the video game Burger Time, would that be called a nom-com?
No.
Why not?
No.
I like nom-com.
Go to hell.
Let's go to the time.
Yes, Schwarzenegger in Burger Time. Excellent.
Run, steal the burger. I'll gladly pay on Tuesday for a burger today. Come on.
You're mixing them up, man. That would be like a Schwarzenegger is Wimpy in a Popeye remake. All right. what else was I going to ask you?
I don't know. Who knows what goes on in your brain?
Who knows? I'm trying to alter my workflow by adding different hardware, getting better stuff, newer stuff. Or at least newer to me stuff. Cause,
trying to freak you slow.
Sorry?
Sorry that about you, little crank. I cannot get into the 21st century.
I used to be kind of an early adopter of stuff for a long time.
You definitely used to be.
And then I kind of realized that I was just sort of... I didn't need to be. I was doing it because it was fun at the time. So I just sort of... Now I haven't... You know, I've been on the same computer for 3 years. Which is, you know, I used to build a new one every year.
You used to build them?
Yeah.
Nerd.
Really? You're going to go there? Yeah, and I used to get new gadgets and stuff like that. And it was fun. Yeah.
Shaka Khan.
I was 3 miles pacing while I was talking on the phone.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Shaka.
I dropped some weight.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
3 miles.
Which, how long are you talking on the phone to town?
Ah. I didn't know Miles was in jail.
What? What the fuck did that mean?
He wanted
Are you talking about the King of Cool?
He wanted the free Miles.
No, that's not what he said.
Oh, I like it, though.
I don't. I'm ending this conversation and relationship.
You know you can't.
This wasn't how it was supposed to be.
If you actually could quit me, you would have done it a long time ago.
You don't tell me what I can't do.
You're right. I don't tell you what you can't do. Anyway.
That's more like it.
I don't know. Do we have any email? Well, do that. I finally got my taxes to my tax guy yesterday. That was good. He couldn't explain the weird thing I got from the regional tax agency, though, which kind of concerned me.
Oh, hey, I have a question for whoever. Did any of you guys get a check from People's Gas?
No.
I have gotten a check from People's Gas in the past. For overcharging for winter heat?
I think so.
Yeah. They have to pay you if they overcharge you.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's legit.
I can't figure that stuff out sometimes, because it seems like they, you know, like, sometimes when you get an overage on your mortgage, they have to pay you, but sometimes when you get an overage on your mortgage, they just roll it over.
Like, yeah, and there was no letter attached with it. It was just a check, and I'm like, if I cash this, is somebody going to try and kill me?
Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Ninjas. The sin.
It confirms your existence.
There's this whole weird thing where the city sued them at some point for overcharging during winter. And then if they do it, if they charge it too much, they have to give you money.
Good, I'll cash it tomorrow. Pizza's on me, boys. Tostitos. Totinos.
The city was just mad they didn't think of doing it.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Ninjas. So, about that mail, Mike.
We don't have any.
Oh, okay. Well, that simplifies things. What else can I talk about then?
Well, did you see Black Panther yet?
I have not.
Guess we can't talk about that then, can we?
You can if you want.
You can if you believe.
Things generally don't get spoiled for me just by hearing about them.
It was good. I liked it, personally.
A lot of people seem to share your opinion. At least the people I have read.
The people I have read.
That's supposed to be a very good superhero movie.
It is a very good superhero movie.
But I don't think you need to know anything about superheroes to like it.
That's always a plus.
Yeah.
I concur.
Choke on it!
This wasn't how it was supposed to be.
I saw a neat thing the other day. It was from
that sticker on a catalog.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, robots!
I didn't do anything.
suddenly everything changed. Quit hitting the mic.
How's that?
That's better. No, it was a tape player from like the 70s, I think. Like, you remember when you could get a CD or a DVD player or whatever, and you could just stack up a bunch of discs in it and play them, you know, one after the other or whatever?
Like a disc changer?
Yeah, now you're really quiet.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Get louder?
I'm going to get you louder.
Get shorty. But, yeah, like a disc changer, but this was for cassette tapes. And you put them in this, like, carousel-looking deal, like, tape side down, you know? So they all sort of sat up, and then it would go through, and you could, like, randomly play bits of tapes, I think, and then you could play them sequentially, or you could play them, like, programming, like, in order for them.
That sounds dumb.
It looked really cool, though, and I can imagine how cool it would have been to actually have one back in the day.
Yeah, I've never heard of one of those.
I think it was Panasonic made it.
Ah, of course.
What does that mean?
Panasonic. They were great innovators.
Innovate my butt!
And apparently the cassette tape peaked in the 90s.
Yeah?
That's what I read. So, like, if you're going back to look for older cassette decks and stuff like that, this was in a guide for, like, if for some reason you want to decide to pick up on the tape thing. And they were saying that if you were wanting to go back and look for, you know, an older original model deck, that you should probably look for something made in the 90s as opposed to the 80s or 70s, because by the 90s, the technology was, like, at its pinnacle.
Pinnacle.
So, and also, you know, there were other things, too. But I remember getting these Maxell tapes. They were something, Maxell 2S or something like that. Because I was doing a lot of 4-track recording in the 90s. And they were like, you could get louder with them without it distorting, and they held their sound quality from generation to generation better. They were pretty awesome cassettes, man. They didn't look all that cool, though.
What do you mean didn't look cool?
Well, for a while there, you could get cassettes that were like in colors, or cassettes that were like had weird
those
designs
were
on them.
Always crappy. The color ones were almost always terrible.
Or like, you know, you get ones that had like where you could see these exposed metal reels on the inside and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah, all the gimmick ones were almost always shitty.
But they looked cool.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, I had some cheap colored ones when I was a kid that I used to record stuff on this little portable tape recorder that I had. And they still play, so they've held up all right. In fact, that's the only way I can hear my dead grandfather's voice.
Not that creepy.
Well, I happen to record him on there, is what I'm saying. So,
wait, after he was dead?
Yes, I was having a seance, Mike.
Is this like that frequency movie?
Sort of. Only, you know,
it's
not as often.
UFMD.
So,
Dennis Quaid, Arnold Schwarzenegger in.
Dad, is that you, Dad?
What? Who does it, Dennis Quaid?
Does Dennis Quaid?
Right,
does Dennis Quaid have any distinction to his voice?
No, neither does Michael Ironside. But apparently, Jim will do that too.
Huh? Wait, Michael Ironside. Oh yeah, okay. Sorry, I had to place him.
That's your uncle Michael Ironside.
That sounds nothing like him.
No, that's Arnold saying Michael Ironside is your uncle.
Do you know what Michael Ironside's real name is?
Michael Ironside?
No.
Okay. Then no, I don't. Are you going to tell us?
No, because I forgot what it was.
Oh,
it's Frederick.
It's Fred Ironside. Reginald.
Reginald.
Frederick Reginald Ironside, the third.
Esquire.
It's so weird.
Oh, I thought you were kidding. It really is Frederick Reginald Ironside. So it's not even the Ironside that he changed, which is what you would expect.
That's what I said. That's what I think's so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly thought that he changed his name from, like, I don't know, Lipschitz or something.
Right. Now, he has a pretty distinctive voice. Can you do him, Jim?
No.
You just did it a minute ago.
Huh. Say, here's a bit of trivia for you.
Blowing someone's head up, though.
Did you know that his favorite science fiction novel is Dune?
Michael Ironside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yep.
That makes me like him.
Sean just did all this research.
I'm trying to read Dune right now. Crank, have you ever read it?
Dune? Not in a long time. I was still in my teens, actually, when I read it.
It's been about 20 years since I've read it, so I've tried to reread it because I heard that Villeneuve is directing a film version.
Yeah.
Man, it's tough to get through, buddy.
I think it's mainly those first 50 pages.
Yeah, I'm about on page 60, and I'm like, it feels like the sands of time are going slowly out of my glass.
Well, I remember a lot of the mystical stuff being a little difficult to get through when I read it. Just difficult for me to process at the time.
I'm sticking with it, though, baby. I'm sticking with it.
I did read, I mean, I've read a couple of, I haven't read all of them, but I've read a few of the other Dune books, like series books.
By Frank or James?
By Frank. I think.
Yeah. By Frank Dune?
Yeah, by Frank Dune. He changed his name from Dune to Herbert.
I like Frank Dune. Yeah.
Did you know that Jean-Claude Van Damme played in the film Bloodsport?
That's Dukes, man. Dukes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And that's Dukes spelled D-U-X, I think.
You know why he was called Chance in Hard Target?
Because he didn't have any?
Because his nanny took one.
Why did you say mama like that?
Because that's how he says it. Why did he call you Chance? My nanny took one.
His nam nam?
He called his mom nam nam.
Hey, nam nam. There was something I was going to tell you. Oh, I was going to say, if you do get through Dune and you decide you like Frank Herbert's writing, he did other stuff besides Dune books. I don't know if you know that. But,
yeah. Yeah, I read The Godmaker a couple years ago. I like that.
I remember reading one when I was a kid called the Dasati Experiment that was really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I never read that, but I think I had it for a little while.
There was another one called The Jesus Incident that I remember. But I don't remember what that was about. I just remember liking it. I should reread those. I was looking for something to read.
You should, man. Read the Dune books again.
Oh, and The White Plague. That was another one, too.
That's Scritti Politti.
Scritti Politti?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a big one.
There are far fewer Dune books than I thought there were.
Written by him, yeah.
Because, I haven't even read... There's only, like, six credited to him, and I haven't even read all those, but I've read a few of them.
Yeah, from what I understand, they're not quite as good after he stops.
I'm trying to think. There was something else that was like that I read, where it was like all of a sudden somebody else started writing them, aside from the person that made them up or whatever. I can't remember what the other series was, but I remember thinking it was weird when I got into them.
Robert Jordan?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, The Wheel of Time.
Oh, like I used to read a lot of those Conan books in the 80s when I was a kid.
Conan.
And, like, you know, I mean, what's it?
Silverberg writing those, right?
They had a bunch of different people. Because it was like a whole pulp line for a while.
Yeah.
like Conan the Valorous and stuff like that, you know.
It's like the James Bond books too.
I thought he wrote those with other people or something like that.
And the Jason Bourne books.
The James Bond books?
Yeah, I thought he like co-wrote them with people or something like that. Did I just misread that? Maybe I misread that.
He did.
I think the Mac Bullen books were written by a bunch of different people too.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
The Executioner.
Mac Bullen is a concept, man. He's beyond authors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. So, do you remember the I don't know. Never mind.
You remember the... I don't remember.
I was trying to remember that Dune miniseries that came out in like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I heard that was really good.
That's what I'm trying to remember. I remember watching it, but I don't remember if I liked it.
The miniseries, right. Yes.
Wait, you're talking about the book series or the movie?
The TV show. I think it was on like Sci-Fi or something, wasn't it?
The one with...
Dune Messiah?
No, they had Children of Dune. That was the one with McAvoy in it.
So was it good?
James McAvoy?
Yep. He was the child of Dune. Him and his sister.
No, he was Paul, I thought.
No, he's son of Paul.
Oh, wait, they had that weird blonde guy that played...
Yeah.
Wait, they had a blonde guy play Paul? Well, mm-hmm. Paul's not supposed to be dark hair. Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
I always, like in the later books, I always thought the concept of Gurney Halleck was kind of neat because he kept getting cloned and his memories implanted in him. But, like, he wasn't aware of that for a while, I think.
Thanks, dude. Haven't made it that far, but...
I'm sorry, does that spoil it?
I guess I don't need to now.
I mean, I don't think that really spoils anything. I just always, I kind of like that concept. I thought it was neat.
That is cool.
So, anyway, all right, whatever. I'm done with you.
Reread them.
What, the Dune books?
Yeah.
I can try.
Do it. Come on. Just read Dune. Come on.
Well, sometimes I worry about rereading something I kind of liked, like after it's been so long since I read it, because I'm afraid I'm going to reread it and decide I don't like it, and it's going to ruin it for me. You know what I'm saying?
Change that tape, bro.
No, don't you bro me.
Oh, you got broed.
Bro me not.
Bro me not.
That would be a hard no.
Oh, shit.
Right. All right. Oh.
That'd be a hard ticket to Hawaii.
That's a hard ticket to paradise.
Isn't that one of your dude's movies?
Sidaris?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think you just like Zan Sidaris. Do you like Amy Sidaris?
It's a totally different way of spelling it.
Oh, well.
That would be awesome if they were related. David Sidaris and Amy Sidaris were Amy Sidaris' children?
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
That's the world I want to live in.
Yeah, true. Oh, Riff Tracks is going to be doing Krull in theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Krull.
Don't go see it with Riff Tracks, then.
Oh, that's right. You're a Riff hater. A Trax hater? Anti-Trax?
He's a fun hater.
I do hate fun. When I see people having fun, I walk up to them and I'm like... You know what? I kind of hate you.
You should not be having fun. Where do they post where? Like, don't they do them all down in Tennessee or something like that?
Sometimes. They do them in Nashville and in Minnesota.
Oh.
But don't they do, it's like the live event, like you can go anywhere, right?
Yeah, they have simulcast in theaters.
Yeah, fathom events.
Fathom. I love Kroll. All right. Trying to find out what's in stores this week. Does anybody got anything?
I got Green Lantern 40.
What? CSU number? Sorry.
Green Lantern 41 at /5.
Oh, /5 in stores?
I think so.
Sweet. There it is. Green Lantern's 41. Oh, I didn't know Dynamite was doing a Pumpkinhead comic.
Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead. Everybody likes a Pumpkinhead.
That's what I've heard.
That's the theme song of Pumpkinhead.
Huh, okay. Sounds good.
Ryan and I will be unveiling some new work at Emerald City.
When's Emerald City?
Week and a half from now.
That's soon.
Holy shit, it's next Wednesday. I gotta be.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man.
Oh, so it's next weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So everybody's gone when I get back. That's wild.
I'm not.
I'll get ahead of them.
I always hear really good things about ECCC.
It's good. It's fun.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's very much like HeroesCon, I think, except bearable weather.
I would like to go to it, but I just... Not being somebody who tables it or anything, I've never been able to justify, you know, paying for the flight out there and the lodging and shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does get pricey.
But I would like to go out there sometime. Were any of you at the, Kansas City, the HeroesCon this weekend?
No.
Last weekend?
No.
Oh, okay. I saw pictures from people there. It looked like fun.
I hate fun, dude. Why would I go?
That's right.
That's another HeroesCon-ish. Well, it's actually more like HeroesCon. Because people really just go there to hang out with each other.
Yeah, it's the best hangout. It's one of the best hangout shows. It's
Planet Comic-Con. That's what it's called. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You normally go. You didn't go this year?
Yeah, I didn't go this year. I don't know. I have too much
going on. Well, they bumped it up and everything, so... That probably made it hard for... A lot of people.
Yeah, it was great early.
Oh. Hey. Is this... Weird. Hey, Sean, did you know they did a Rivers of London comic?
Yeah, we've talked about it before on the Crankcast.
We've talked about the comic?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
There's like a bunch of series.
I didn't know that. I just saw one.
Is that a book series? Mm-hmm. I think I've read one of those.
Hello. They're one of my favorite series. It's like a modern Magic.
Yeah, I've read one of those damn things.
Magic?
But I'm guessing you probably didn't like it because they're fun.
It was a little too much fun for me, man.
Mr. Punch?
Yeah, I don't know.
Too much fun. We don't like fun.
I won't speak ill of it, but I would speak ill of it. Of the comics.
Oh, okay. I, Because I'm tight.
Sorry.
Huh? Damn it. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Is a new one of those come out yet? What was the last one that came out? Hanging Tree?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it looks like he put out a novella, though, in last year.
Oh, yeah, I read that one.
The
first... But I actually read that one before Hanging Tree.
Oh. Huh.
But it didn't affect it too much.
I'm not sure. I don't think I read Hanging Tree either yet. I still need to read that, too. So I need to read that in the Doom books.
Yeah. That's going to take you a while.
I should probably read the Hanging Tree first, then.
Those are fast reads, so you've got to read Hanging Tree before you read The Giving Tree, or it will ruin everything for you.
Okay. Anyway. We should do a book corner. How about a book cast? Let's do a Rivers of London minute.
Yeah.
Can you do a minute of a book? How's that work? Not sure it does.
I don't think so, man.
Maybe if you do an audiobook?
Yeah, but that's not a book.
Well, it's an audiobook.
I listened to a Remo Williams audiobook recently, and the guy did the voices, and when Chewin's voice came up, it was like Breakfast at Tiffany's Mickey Rooney.
Oh, I think I remember that film.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
I got that reference, Crank. Fuck you.
Good.
I tried to watch that movie for the first time ever a couple years ago, and I got about 10 minutes in and turned it off.
There's things I still like about it, but as I got older, there are a lot of really problematic things with that movie.
there's a couple. Yeah.
You didn't get past him, and I was like, this movie's over.
Hmm. Wait, are we still talking about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, as I got older, I realized there were problems with that movie. I didn't know that when I was a kid and I first saw it. Yeah.
And you ran around with your giant glasses and your buck teeth.
Yeah, that's
you make me pretty.
Yeah, and my complete, like, you know, developed insecurities and everything too, like, and my drinking problems. And yeah, there's just all kinds of things.
Shit got deep, man.
Buddy Epson was really good in that movie, though.
Yes, he is.
And so is George Peppard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's weird, because it's a good cast and everything, but yeah, there's just problems with that movie.
Well, and Audrey Hepburn is great, but, you know.
I've never seen anything of hers that I didn't like. I mean, well, I didn't like her in, anyway.
She was gonna watch... Two for the Road.
Yeah. She was even great with her cameo in Always. Just before she died.
In what?
Always.
Oh. this Spielberg movie?
Yeah, I think that was, wasn't it? It was about the guy, yeah. The pilot that comes back as a ghost. And...
Yeah, okay. Her. Yeah. I don't remember her in that either.
She plays the ghost that talks to him, like, by the tree.
Oh, like Obi-Wan.
Yeah, kind of the mentor figure, I guess. Like.
Holy shit.
What?
I just don't remember her in that at all.
And it's not a real big part.
Oh.
There's no small parts.
Only small...
That's all my actors trying to say.
All right, then. Well, as always, it's been good talking to you folks.
See you, dude.
You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. You can read Battlepug at battlepug.com. Sean's website is thankyouforflying.com. Godhatesastronauts.com, even though Ryan didn't talk much. Tim's got a timseelyart.blogspot.com. Tim actually did talk some. Jim, I never remember. Jim talked a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Yep. He's a little mouthy.
Oh.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
Girl. I think it's even worse if you mean it in a good way.
I'm just saying you talk a lot, you know.
It's real mouthy.
That boy is real mouthy.
Well, that sounds bad when you say it like that.
Hey, I didn't say it, dude.
When you add in boy and then say it with a southern drawl. I mean, sure, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're loquacious. Loquacious? Is that a word I'm looking for?
Yeah, that's a word. Okay.
It
is. Yeah, all right. I'll take it. I'm woundedbutdangerous.com.
You are.
That's why it's the name, boy.
All right, then. So we'll catch you all next week. And, Mike, have a good trip.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
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 See ya.